Hey, what's up, folks? This is the diary. This is Lynn, right? On Sunday, today is May the what? 17th? Oh, yep. 16th. And we are here out of Sacramento, a muggy day, and we're here from 3 to 4 always. And please, you guys, call in, but maybe not after the week I had. Some people might want to call me and cuss me out.
Oh.
What's new? 917? What did I do? 889-9946, and we are here today talking about a couple of very important things, of course. We're going to talk about HB 2281, which bars schools from ethnic studies. We're going to talk about that. We are also going to talk about that punk-ass white cop that shot himself instead of Negro shot him. We're going to talk about that. And also going to talk about the paper bag test. And I know your parents know, you know.
Oh, the color of the paper bag.
Right.
Yeah,
the paper bag test and also the doll test that CNN is featuring.
Yeah.
They commissioned the study on the doll test and why 77% of white kids, when they're asked which one of these kids are the dummy, automatically, like lightning, point to the darkest skin picture that they see. So 77%. So we're going to talk about that and what parents need to do over the next 40 years, because they did the study 40 years ago, and it was really bad because all the black kids, who do you most want to be like? All the darker kids chose a lighter color, black, or the white kid.
Uh-huh.
And now they say it's a little better now, 40 years later, but it's still terrible. So what they're saying, what, you know, parents need to do to make that better over the next generation, so we can
right.
make, because that's what's wrong with America.
Yeah.
You know, we don't educate our kids on issues of race. Gender, yes, but race, no.
That's,
you know,
totally.
And we're going to talk about that. So, and I think that is pretty much what we are talking about this week. So, you know, I want to just start. Oh, no, we have some new music.
Oh, that's good.
And no more Love Doctor for a couple months.
Oh, yeah?
I have some new music that I got, of course, and it's not bootlegged, and it's free for me to play, and I'm not stealing from anybody, but we have four new songs, and we're going to play them all. And I wanted two things, spring, because spring is here,
mm-hmm.
so I wanted something that signified spring, so I got two spring songs.
Oh, that's nice.
And that is Spring Memories, and a vocal hook, so it has some vocals in it, so it's really nice.
Okay.
And then also At First Light, that is a springy song and very nice song. And then my other theme was a bass, because as you know, my desire is to play the bass.
Right.
So I'm like, let me find some good songs that feature good bass, you know, tracks and licks and shit. So I got two of those, and that one is Old School, and we're going to play that one first. And then Tie Her Down. Yeah, so I picked that one, and I don't think you can imagine why I picked Tie Her Down, but it's a nice song, so that's
all. Should I try?
Well, you know what, and don't act like you don't know what we've been talking about all week, so
don't
tell everything, but, you know,
no.
Add your insightful commentary.
Okay, absolutely, yes, I can
with
do that.
Me personally,
absolutely.
And we'll do that, so.
Okay.
Now, I just want to talk about this week for me, because it was a very good week.
I do have to say something really quick. Did I cut you off before you got to finish the call-in number?
You must have been sipping your drink, because I said the call-in number completely.
Okay. All right, because remember, I didn't interrupt you at the beginning.
No, you know you don't interrupt me. I keep talking even if you are talking.
Why
are we getting along?
Okay.
And I have to say, Lorraine, this week we had I think our relationship has even expanded. I don't know about you. Some of the conversations we've had, and it hasn't ended in get go.
Yes. Oh my God. That's gross.
But
for sure.
Isn't
absolutely.
That true, though?
Yes.
I mean, our conversations,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I like that.
Good.
But we've known each other for
cheers.
Yeah. We've known each other for how long? You know better than me.
What, 2 years?
Okay, 2 years. And every year, you don't miss my birthday. But
no.
But what?
But what?
Trying to say it. but I let go say it.
Oh, made me miss mine.
What?
I don't care because it's almost annoying to a lot of people that when you.
It's never annoying. If somebody's, like I said before, somebody's annoyed that you missed their that you remembered their birth. They're an asshole.
Well, no, it's more out of like, they're uncomfortable because they
no.
don't do the same. They might not be good at dates. Like, I'm not good at being here on time. Where everybody has their little Achilles heel.
You know, so I have to say our relationship has flourished.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. And that's great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, me too. All right, and for you dumbasses, we don't mean sexually, right?
Oh, right. Well, I always let them think what they want to think because
no matter what you think about me, Lorraine is completely straight. Okay, here we go. So this week we're gonna talk about this week because I feel extremely blessed. This was a good week in a lot of ways, you know. And I have to say, this is the show for the Association of African American Single Mothers, AAASM, located at AAASM.org. But because of my woes and stressful predicament, you know, I haven't really concentrated much on it, and I had to apologize to myself and to it. But I've updated the website and even put some insightful stuff on there about what had happened, and I updated, and I basically said, you know, many of you have heard, some of you don't know, that I was fired by Fireman's Fund for a year-long fight of refusing to be treated like a nigga, and that's on my website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I got to catch that one.
I apologize, and, you know, take us now that we've done, and that was in January, of course, and now it's only May. Things have evolved. Things have been great, and like I said, even then, I knew it was coming. I'm happy that it happened. I thank God that it happened because it opened so many other doors in so many other directions. So, and you know that.
Yeah.
So, but I have to say, I'm incredibly blessed this week because I had an opportunity to be on the giving and receiving end of a relationship. Met people.
Uh-huh.
And on one end, somebody don't give a fuck about me, but I really like this person.
Okay.
And on the other end, I don't really like this person, but they really like me.
Okay.
So that to me, that was a blessing because I could see where the first person's coming from and where this other, and either way it goes, you know, you can't make somebody like you that don't
That's
like
true.
You.
When
and
people try you.
They try to, and it's a waste of energy. And the one thing I must say is that one thing I always have to remember to not be offended by people because it's not the person themselves. It's the spirit. It's their experiences. It's all of that, and they may not even realize what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I definitely agree with that.
You know, and for me, I was called weird, and I say, right?
Sure.
sure you are.
To anybody else, a lot of the things that we individually do, especially as we're older, like in our 40s and above, you know, can seem weird to other people. Cause
yeah, I was
caught
caring. I was just weird. But, you know, the Internet, I think, has been an injustice to relationships because people are accustomed to themselves for what they see is what they get, and it's not necessarily true.
Well, it never was, even when you're meeting somebody alive.
Yeah, but, you know, you can fake it over the Internet.
Yes,
live, you can only fake it. You know, if I'm like, you have to hear tones and see facial expressions and all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the last real relationship I ever had was the one that ended up in a marriage, and that wasn't an Internet relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what I didn't learn how to do is the bullshit game.
Okay,
you know, you
got
to kind of know the bullshit game. You know,
just today.
And especially today over the internet. You got to know the bullshit game.
Definitely.
You know, and I'm not a good bullshit. I never have been, never will be. That's just not me.
And also putting on like fake.
Yeah, fake.
That's
fake.
All part of dating, whether you're on the internet or off.
Right. But the internet multiplies that shit, I think, by a million.
You
know,
hear anything. Because
I take an awful ass picture, but I look good.
Exactly.
You know,
that is so true. That's that's the way I am, too, and that's one of the reasons why I've had small success internet dating.
Right. So, you know, and it was funny because I'm always straight up, so that's why I was called weird. Because I'm not going to waste your time and my time.
Right.
I said, there's a couple of things. I'm going to let you know I've been a claims adjuster for 10 years. I said, what that technically means is that I'm an investigator. And I can see bullshit when I see it. I may just, I play along with the shit for my own best interest.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, yeah, okay. as long as I can get what I need to get, it's all good. But, you know, I'm letting you know up front that I can tell if you're bullshitting me. So somebody said, well, you're not a prophet.
Right?
You're not a prophet. I said, okay, well, answer me this question. Have you had a DUI? Because I can tell.
Yeah.
It's all over you that you have a problem with alcohol. It's all over you. But anybody can get a DUI.
Oh,
I was like, you know what? I've never gotten a DUI. I said, no, everybody can't get it. Everybody that's dumb enough to get behind the fucking wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was drinking a Michelob Ultra. I said, a Michelob Ultra is not going to make you fail the blow test. I'm sorry.
Well, you drink two or three.
No, we're talking one. This person was saying, I could drink this and blow the. No, you can't. A Michelob Ultra, one. I said, that's 60-calorie beer. That's not going to make you not. You know what I'm saying? So I said, don't talk to me about, you know, and I said, I had brandy. Oh, my God, it was like telling a crackhead I had some crack. I was like, no, I'm not getting, because you already was drinking before you got here.
Right.
Now you're drinking this little watered down beer, and you want some brandy? No, we're not going to, you know, you're not a prophet, but I determined your ass had a DUI. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but everybody gets to know. I don't think one person in my family's got a fucking DUI.
Yeah.
But I know a bunch of drunks that do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So don't bullshit me. This is the diary. Yep. So we're going to play our first song, and we're going to play Old School, because that's me.
Old School.
And I was thinking, and wonderful week, and it always ends with me and Elijah.
Oh, okay.
And Elijah is the best dancer.
Oh, really?
Elijah can dance. Elijah will be 2 in July, and me and Elijah was getting down.
Oh,
and then he broke into, I'm on the cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yes. Elijah was getting down on the cell phone. And, you know, I just love it. So that's how my week ended up until this morning when my baby boy left me after I gave him his manicure and his pedicure before his mama came and picked him up.
Cute.
I'm so blessed this week. I got clowned, but I got to clown somebody else. And, you know, my brother was a priest. Maybe I should have been a nun. I don't
know.
No.
No.
That's not true. Okay, but I'm definitely old school. Okay? And that's what we're going to play. This is some of our new shit. Enjoy it because old school is some of that bassy shit. And if you know me, you know I love the bass. So here we go. Enjoy old school. This is the diary. We'll be back in a quick sec. Old school diary host, Stacy, and I'm here with Ray out of Sacramento every Sunday from 3 to 4. And today, we're going to get on it. We're going to get on HB 2281, which is the bill Arizona on the heels of that other dumb shit, which I didn't have a problem with, you know, as everybody knows, the immigration law.
Shame,
but,
Stacey.
But no, I'm going to tell you the difference, Stacey. We ain't even going to
vote. Your boys at the SBOC are against all that crap.
I'm not against that. You know what? I'm against racial profiling.
Yeah, okay. Now, tell me what you told me the other day.
What did I tell you?
We were talking about the immigration debate. And you were talking about...
Yes, you wrote it down.
Yes, of course I did.
I'm your friend.
No, but you were talking about what we decided you meant as like a path to legalization.
Oh, yeah.
Sounded very fair-minded.
Yeah,
and on that,
how many
we're in
that?
Complete agreement. But on the part that you
need two more drinks to remember what I told you.
Right, that's why I wrote it down.
All right, you good. That's why I love you. Okay. All right, what else?
You said stuff about going toward the path to legalization, and it was fair-minded. It was talking about, you know, giving people a chance to become legal here.
Right.
My problem with that is that I don't think that there's ever going to be any conservatives that go for anything that's humane.
And quick. Because
I
recommend them quick.
Even though they've worked their butts off in this country.
Oh, here we go.
Every other person does it.
When you talk about it, leave that part out.
No.
No,
that's not what that implies at all. We're talking about the one area that's being persecuted right there. Just as, that's what the issue is about. It's about their immigration. They worked their butts off. If I was talking about blacks doing something, I'd say they worked their butts off too. Yes.
They want.
For free, as opposed to for low wages. Of course there's still correlation.
Okay, go on to your
I don't think in order to protect one group, I have
whatever.
To have another.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
That's what you say when you know somebody
whatever.
Whatever.
Right. So anyways, but you were talking about a very sane pathway to legalization, but those people that are against it, because of, you can see, with Jan Brewer now coming up with the stupid ethnic studies thing and all the other stuff, that they're not going to be reasonable about it. They want to push our faces into the sand and say, everybody who's any kind of color who's different, go back to where you were.
Now, all right. The two different laws, I do believe that there should be something that says you can't just illegally come to my country and have all these babies and they'll all be all good and we don't try to do something to stop it. Don't stop me. I wouldn't, you know, I don't have a problem with that. So that's why I appreciate that law. But, yes, they should make a way to streamline the shit and make it quicker. And, you know, like I talked about the other day, give them a 30-day, you know, it's $12,000 or $2,000. You got 2 years to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal right now. Just make it quick. And you can give a bunch of people jobs, signing all, especially in L.A., where California was the largest fucking population of illegals in the country in my town. In Los Angeles. So.
Actually, Arizona has more than we do. That's
no, they don't. No, they don't.
That's what they just said.
No, they don't. They have four. Yes, that's why we're like, if we're not doing it, we have the largest. We have over 2 million illegal aliens.
I thought it was like 52% of the illegal aliens in this country.
No, and I look.
That's what they say.
You know,
I've
been looking for employment. I got a lot of time.
I wouldn't put it past. Doing the numbers so that they could,
you know, but they made that a
this
point.
Horrible
that
agenda.
Because Arizona came out with this law, they made that a point that they're not even the state with the highest majority of illegals, and they're doing it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
California's first, and then I think it's Texas,
and then
Arizona's fourth.
Oh.
I forget who's third. Yeah, there's someplace. Yeah.
New Mexico?
Somewhere. I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay.
So now back to HB 2281 and why I don't think that's right, and it's banning ethnic studies. And like I heard one lady say on my show, is that, you know, ethnic studies was created for inclusion, not for exclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then this dumb ass, did I write what his name was? Because Dr. Eric Dyson was on with this white dude.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I didn't even think to write his name because I wanted to punch him in his face.
Right.
He says, Dr. Martin Luther King, the white dude, said, Dr. Martin Luther King wouldn't have wanted, let's go to the basis of the law, because it's the bar, the Latino studies. And what they're saying in the Latino studies, the reason why for the law is they're saying in this class that as part of the study, the Latinos are being taught that they're victims and to overthrow the government, and the land was taken from them, and blah, 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 blah. Well, the guy that made up the class and the curriculum, and, you know, he said, we just present the facts. The way that it happened. You know, because, of course, great America is so good at hiding shit. You know, so this white dude was, it was killing me because he, the white dude, was using Dr. Martin Luther King wouldn't want classes that excluded other races. And the classes don't. And that's what Dr. Eric, he was getting so hot.
Right.
You know, he was getting, he was like, no, listen to me. You know, just trying to say, there's no restriction on white kids can't take the class, black kids can't take the class. And they said ethnic studies was designed for inclusion so people can learn about us.
Exactly.
You know, so it's all some disguised-ass bullshit in order to pass laws because white people are so fucking afraid of everything.
Totally.
You know, because, oh, my God, there's a black man as president, so let's just go to a state that's vulnerable and pass a bunch of fucked-up laws and see if it works. You know what I'm saying? And let's, not only to that, the Supreme Court candidate, okay, we wanted the black chick, we got this other chick. And, of course, they jumping on her immediately, and that wasn't even part of the thing, but I want to say it, because it is apparent she may be gay.
Right.
You know, and thank God if she is, because you know very soon they're going to have to pass some law on the Supreme Court level about gay marriage and all of that.
That she supports that.
Exactly.
You know,
so.
It does not, because there's a lot of people who are Catholic that are gay.
And there's a whole lot of black people that show don't help other black people, so that's for damn sure.
But I wanted to go.
And that's some bullshit. Okay, I just wanted to add that.
Right.
Because I digress.
No. And that was a good point, too, because that's a definite attack on something that's hinged into all of the stuff that they're doing, which is why I wanted to connect what was happening before to what's happening with this ethnic studies thing, which is clearly another attack,
right,
again, on the Latinos, but it will affect everybody. And I say throw out any kind of basis that they have by doing the way that I had it when I learned ethnic studies, both at the high school and the college level,
which was
very clear. This is what they did, and it made things so that there was no question. They took the class, one class of ethnic studies, and divided it for the two semesters into four components so that they could teach all of the different subjects, all the different races in the same class. So that you have to sign up and learn about not only yours, but the others as well.
You should.
And that's the way it should work. And then at the end, and they had four different teachers that taught that particular area.
Now, that also goes to our last subject of the doll test and our refusal to learn about all of our cultures. We have to. I mean, this country is going to fucking explode. And white people are getting their militias together, passing dumbass laws because, you know, this is a country of laws, and just like slavery was legal, let's pass a bunch of fucked up laws to support our racist biases and all that.
That's what
shit
they're trying to do. But, you know, have you heard what there's six people in the UN that have come out against all of this, and they say, we don't even think that, we think that it's actually you guys are, Arizona is, breaking a part of a law that the United States agreed to in their charter.
Right.
And so they may not even legally be able to do that without a whole bunch of ramifications.
One thing I wanted to add, that the white dude was saying that because this class is allowed to happen and Latinos are allowed to learn these things, that it would cause ethnic chauvinism. And then Dr. Eric Dyson fucking blew his top. He's like, wait. This country, you're accusing some other race of people of ethnic chauvinism? Okay, come on now.
Policies like this are their own ethnic
chauvinism. That's what he was saying. He's like,
you know,
this law alone is a clear example that you're practicing the shit yourself.
Exactly, and we're forgetting.
So stupid. So anything that comes out of somebody wipes that mouth.
Right.
Oh, okay, and I found really nice. Let's do it.
And we're forgetting the one in the middle, not before ethnic studies and after the basic Arizona immigration law, which was the one that talked about the teacher's accent,
right,
which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, if I was a
Spanish-speaking person learning English, I would want to hear the same kind of intonation that I was going to have when I spoke the word, so
you
that
know, it's just stupid.
I would have more.
It's just stupid
yeah.
shit. It's stupid shit.
You, you would have more confidence.
It's not stupid shit.
Speak the language.
If you heard your instructor
well,
have
I
the same
this
kind
of. This is a diary. It's not stupid shit. You were supposed to go. You were supposed to like, oh, that's the term. You're going out right now.
Okay. We're going out right now.
This is the diary. We're going to take a break because my throat is dry. And because it is spring, I have new music. And you know what? I'm for all of us ladies that can't be tied down, I'm playing that right now. Is that my jazzy? Yeah, that's my jazzy. That's not my springy. But you can't tie her down. You can't tie her down.
Just couldn't wait, huh?
Just couldn't wait. I have to make sure I get that in. So all for
go.
All of us ladies, tie her down. Mr. Diary, we will be back. Me and Ray need a little drinky poo. Tie me down, baby.
There you go.
There it is. This is a diary coming out of SAC every Sunday from 3 to 4. Me and Ray, we good friends. And, you know, I feel so blessed. I'm going back to the beginning because I tried to do a radio show for a minute, and I was doing it with a Mexican dude, and we were all talking about the difference between blacks and Mexicans. And
mm-hmm.
He's down on Mexicans, and I'm sure he's loving this illegal because he hates
Whoa,
illegal. He's Mexican.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, because he has family that came here and did it the right way. See, we all own my ass. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Because America is all about taking the people that were persecuted in other lands and giving them other
lands. What do you mean other lands?
And this
coming into them legally.
Wait, not
because wasn't from other lands.
I was going to say, and this is an even other land. Of course it is. Mexico right next door. The most hideous economic strife that you can imagine, worse than anything that we can imagine here. They are coming over here out of two choices.
Oh,
stay in Mexico and die. Or come over here and make a living. Yes, I love Mexicans. I will say
I love Mexican food.
I love Mexicans. I love Mexican food. I love all.
I love
all
the raza. I love the family.
Individual gives me a reason not to like
I'm
them.
I'm very proud of the family atmosphere feel that Hispanic Americans, Latinos, that they have for each other. But no, illegal motherfuckers, no. I don't like that. I've never liked that because that's injustice to the people that did it the right way. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, persecution.
That's so rigid.
Well, it's not like these motherfuckers is coming
so
from
rigid.
Africa where they chopping off their limbs. They right over there, right over the fucking fence, trying to figure out how to come here the right way. Oh, you know what? You got a president that knows y'all motherfuckers love coming over here. Why don't your president give a call to my motherfucking president and figure out how to do it the right way?
Well, they tried that, but...
You know, get a bitch in there as president and get this shit over and done with.
Okay.
Because men drag shit out.
Well,
and do it the wrong
I'll
way.
I agree with you.
Get a bitch in there.
No, but that's way...
No, why? Why?
We're talking about now. What's going on now?
Michelle, tell your nigga to do this shit.
Stop. Whoa.
Well, I mean, it's common sense.
You know?
It's all just like healthcare. Just like healthcare. Common sense ass shit. But because too many greedy motherfuckers would lose money if we did it for the people, fuck the people. That's
right.
Why I hate this motherfucking country. And I see, not that I'd be dumb enough to hurt my own people, but I see why them dumb motherfucking white people, because white people think they could do any goddamn thing, go and try to blow up shit. Because they think, well, this is my shit from the jump. Anyway, I'm going to blow it up, you up, fuck it. I can see why they got that mentality, because they see people of color just taking their shit over, and they know the fucked up shit they did to get America.
Right.
So all they see is that coming back at their ass. That's natural. That's called karma, motherfucker, and it's real.
And it only affects some of them.
But let's all,
of them put
you know
that
what,
out, yeah.
You know what? Okay,
we have to be fair.
Look at our country. Look how fucked up we are.
Oh, totally.
There's a whole lot of people putting that out there. Look at our country. There's a whole lot of motherfuckers putting out bad karma because it's all coming
well,
back.
Well, there's a really powerful minority at the top that's controlling
there
everything. Yeah.
Minority?
Minority.
Of white people.
A very upper crust of white people. And then there's all these little lower crusts of white people.
I don't care about
that
shit. The motherfuckers in charge, whatever color. And 99.9% of the motherfuckers are white, have fucked up our country. Look, I mean, karma, look at the storms and shit in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like my brother that lives in Atlanta, get your ass out. Get back to California where your daddy put your ass.
Mm-hmm.
God is obviously mad at something that's going on over there.
I don't like putting that kind of thing.
Well, you know what? Karma's a motherfucker.
I know, but it's just like, it's just a horrible
thing. Well, it's a horrible thing, but truth is horrible. Truth is horrible.
I'm the voice of balance.
I didn't. All right. Let's talk some more bad shit about white. What about that cowardly motherfucker that shot? See, and this is what I'm talking about. See, if you really care about your people, which 98% of black people don't, you're really mad that a white motherfucker shot himself and blamed it on a brother.
Okay, but it was other white cops.
Should have shot himself in the head and left a note.
It was other white cops, a white DA, and a white judge that all.
I'm so mad.
No, but listen,
I got done.
Listen, it was other white cops though that questioned what this guy was saying.
Good.
Like, right. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody ain't
we do have our allies. We do have people who are willing to.
But you know what?
No matter who is
Excuse me.
The players are.
Excuse me. They are motherfucking investigators. If they couldn't figure out from the fact that that motherfucker shot himself.
That's what I'm saying, but they could have covered it up like a racist would. Instead, I'm just pointing out the fact that instead of looking at this as a horrible racist act, let's look at it as here's an opportunity to see the fact that there are so many people working for us as well that want to do the right thing.
Okay, here's the description of the black man that shot that old cowardly bitch. Dark brown skin with braided hair.
Right. See
that show, he all fucked up because that's getting to be old school. That wouldn't have been a whole
lot. I know very many.
You might as well have said a Jerry Curl, motherfucker. You should have said with dreadlocks. Then that would have been every nigga in, where was it? Would have been stuck.
There you go.
No, you said braided hair.
Or shaved head, too. That's a new modern one. But so.
I mean, that kind of shit just makes me mad.
No,
the black people. Why couldn't you say it was Asian?
Well,
why couldn't you say it was a Mexican?
See?
See my ass.
No,
I'm saying.
No, that part of it.
So if my son even fit that description and he happened to be in the fucking mix, he would have been picked up.
Uh-huh.
My son don't deserve that shit just because some motherfucker's a coward.
That's true.
You don't see black people shooting their ass, self in the ass, and saying, oh, a white man shot me. You know, we need to stop that shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't, and I am a prophet, motherfucker. Yeah, you got a DUI, you alcoholic. Yeah, I'm a prophet. If we don't stop this shit, everybody better get a gun. That's all I got to say.
Or a taser. I like tasers.
Yeah, because you can from a minute away. Okay, so that's that cowardly motherfucker.
Yeah, but
okay. Paper bag test.
Okay, what about
you
that?
And me, we'd be good. You know that?
Almost.
No, we would be good. Okay, so back in the day, if you put a paper bag, you know, lunch bag up to your face,
mm-hmm.
and you were
did
you know,
you
pretty
try
close.
It?
I ain't going to try it. Come on.
Let's see.
See, you know, we don't make it yet. We're not even good enough.
That's why my mama had all that goddamn foundation.
Yeah, we're not even good enough
like
where
that.
We are, and we're kind of light-skinned.
Kind of ghost.
Kelsey always goes, why do you say light-skinned?
Okay,
because
we're from the ghetto.
That's what they say, light-skinned.
Right.
But, no, we're not even light-skinned.
That paper
enough.
Bag?
Damn.
Is that color back in 1950?
They're pretty light. They're lighter than this.
Shit, but we like bronze. What's wrong with bronze?
I don't know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I got to say.
I know. People
that,
fly out of the sun and get skin cancer trying to look like me and you.
And see, and that's why, you know, can't nobody say nothing to me. And I'm not accepting racism not one bit because I had a mama that was born in 1923 that had tons and tons and had the most beautiful like my skin color, the most beautiful bronze skin.
Yeah.
But every time she had to go out, what did she do? She packed on that shit to match the color of that fucking bag.
Really? See?
Yeah,
I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
But she, I don't know what year she stopped, but that she had to.
Don't do that.
You know
anymore.
What I'm saying? And my dad was just yellow. He didn't have to.
And your skin, your hair does not have to be as straight and
you know,
as shiny as lacquer to be
that's what I'm saying.
Beautiful either.
It's like people need to wake up.
I know.
It's far past. And then everybody has an excuse. Everybody black when I tell them about, you know, they got black hatred for themselves. Okay, well, you're black. So what the fuck are you doing to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
I see, you know, I'm going to do something until the day I die. But not only for me, for my sons, you know, and I believe everybody black need to have a son. Because if you had a son.
That's not fair. But go
well, you have a daughter, too.
We can have other.
You can have a daughter, too.
There are other
but
types
you know
of
what?
Identity.
There's no. I mean, they fuck with your son when he is a baby.
Uh-huh.
There's no excuse for that. And I know it firsthand, and I had two of the little motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
So you can't tell me, that's just a coincidence. No. When my son was in, now I never say it right, kindergarten, how you say it?
Kindergarten.
Little white girl.
Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. He came home and told me some little white boy called him a nigger. In kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Sacramento, which now living here 16 years, I'm not surprised. But how do you see? It's not like Freddie went there and called them a cracker.
Right.
You know, so that's what
it's
this all
attack on
bullshit we're going to talk about is that.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
it's black. Like the perfect segue into the
Yeah, it is.
Stuff.
It
so
is.
Go
so we're
going to
take a break, and I got some jams. I ain't missing out on playing my damn music.
Okay.
All right, this is the diary, baby. Next, we got Spring Memories with a vocal hook.
Oh, lovely.
Because like me,
that's
coming out of
great.
L.A., you know, you ain't nothing but cool if you come out of L.A. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I did.
You know, and, and I thank God for my parents, and I thank God for my dad, because they made music such an important part of our growing up. And music is so important. Hook your kids to music and not this old bullshit talking about raping people and
ugly.
I'm talking about the shit we grew up.
They have a good beat and then they ruin it with ugly lyrics that are horrible. I like a good beat from the
you know what?
Next
person. Start with if you want to start teaching your kids how to listen to some good music, start they ass with I'll give you three things. Okay? Two black, one white. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay.
Nigga, hope in your heart.
Stevie Wonder.
Makes you feel good.
Oh, shit, I lost my other black one. Oh, two, The Temptation.
Oh, yes. Fun and movement and smooth.
And three, The Beatles.
Oh, can't
don't
go
Don't tell
on.
Y'all don't know my music and don't listen to that goddamn Elvis.
That's
all right. Y'all know he's okay.
He has
my dad
little,
is,
but,
you know.
We just need to say, stolen music.
Stolen music. He's the king of shit, okay? The king of everything in this country and abroad are black people. Spring Memories, baby, with a vocal hook. We'll
go
back.
To it.
That was pretty.
That was the shit.
That was pretty.
Spring memories with a vocal hook, baby. Good shit. And I have a lot of spring stuff and a lot of bass stuff because, you know, I'm going to learn how to play the bass, or I'm going to look like I know how to play that motherfucker. I don't know, one way or another. But this is the diary coming out of SAC every Sunday, 3 to 4, me and my buddy Ray.
Hey.
And me and Ray going to be going to hang out, and we discuss some shit. And, you know, we just want to put it out there. I don't know, Ray. We didn't talk about it, but we did, you know.
What?
Ray and I have this reality show we got coming out because, you know, it's real important.
Yeah.
It's real important to keep shit real. And then when people, I'm just keeping it real. Or, you know what? Keeping it real don't mean that everything that's on your fucking mind needs to come out of your motherfucking mouth. But if there's something that could help somebody, then, yeah, you need to keep it real.
Maybe we should call it keeping it real for real.
No, we got to think about it because we want to get Negro, so we got to call it
right.
Negro.
Oh.
You know, just like my book is called "What Is Wrong with These Negroes."
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's like I got to come up with the key to make somebody buy. What is wrong with these Negroes? What is wrong with these Negroes? You know, and you know exactly what I mean.
Yes, I do.
You know. And that's why I love living in SAC, because it's tons, in my opinion, you know, personal opinion. I've worked here for many years. Not only have I had a business, but I've been an employee and an employer, and this motherfucker is full of races. So I'm really to the point where I'm happy with it, because what Sacramento does provide is a very nice atmosphere for a very good price. Right?
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't it?
Yes,
it,
yes,
it does.
Does.
Where we live is very wonderful. We wouldn't be able to pay what we pay in L.A. for that.
I just think we need to educate people. I think a lot of people
we
are
need
good
to educate
people,
them.
But they're just stupid.
They're just dumb.
They're just putting
and
their
that's
blinders
what
on.
The doll test, and this is so perfect because we're going to talk about it today.
Yeah.
And because I have one more song, and I'm playing that. We only got 15 minutes.
Okay, but really quick so that people might want to call in and get the doll test. 917-889-9946.
That's the calling number every week, so don't trip.
Yeah.
Because even if you're not calling, you are definitely listening. So
yeah, that's
we like
thank
that.
You for that.
Yeah,
we're really
noticing that, and I think that's going to start to increase because, you know, here, you know, black people, there's nobody, everybody's so full of shit. I mean, everybody is so full of shit.
Go on your rants again.
Oh, my God. And it's like, okay, at some point, that shit's got to break. You know, it's got to break.
Mm.
And it's okay to have
or
these.
It's all old. We need new voices.
Yeah, I mean. You know, every time I see Al Sharpton, that's where he got something, because he looked like, he looked really bad, but, you know, dude.
You're so mean.
You know, it's like, I'm really, that's why I'm going to work so hard that everything that I have, and that's why I say I'm blessed, because when you say blessed, you know, niggas automatically say, oh, you got a lot of shit, you got money if you're blessed. No, blessed means that a whole lot of different things. And
blessed
I'm blessed.
Your heart and soul.
Right. And things just may pop when they need to pop. And now, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of different ways of being blessed. But I personally think if God's given you power and America's giving you money and you have prestige and people know who you are and you don't take that shit to better the lives of other people and then black people, if you, especially for black people who are the most, I don't give a fuck what nobody says, the most persecuted people in this fucking country, not only from other people, but black people persecute other black people, and that is disgusting to me. I don't even know why my mother and father had 11 motherfucking kids with me being black. Because all they did was raise us to be proud of who we are. You know what I'm saying? In this doll test shit question, black kids ask the question. If questions like, which one of these
Wait,
kids.
Explain the doll test first.
Okay, the doll test is that kids, little kids, there's a series of pictures where they look like little dolls, but they're drawings of dolls, and they have different shades from white to really dark skin, which represents white kids all the way down to our maybe darkest African-American kids.
Okay.
So they ask them questions.
Oh, like the girl that just went top model, like her.
I don't watch that bullshit, okay? That's what I said,
dark.
Unless it's on the History Channel, the Comedy Network, or Discovery Channel, I probably haven't seen it.
So it's well-rounded. The point was that she's very dark and
okay.
Gorgeous.
So the doll test, they ask kids these questions, and they ask them to pick from these different shades up, and what color is the most colored, what is the color that you most want to be? So, you know, there were dark-skinned kids that picked a lighter-skinned black.
Right.
There was a black kid that said, oh, I'm fine with the color that I am, and she picked the color that she was.
Uh-huh.
And they'd ask questions like, which one of these kids has a color that most adults like? And, you know, black kids would pick the lighter color, not their color.
Right, of course. They know. They're
you
not
know?
Stupid.
And then on the other hand, they'd ask white kids, which one of these kids is the dummy? Oh, one little white kid, it took him like a microsecond to point out the blackest picture of the blackest kid there.
Yeah.
And they asked him, well, why is that the dummy? Because he's the blackest.
Did he say that?
Yes.
See, I saw the second section.
Because he's the blackest.
That's horrifying.
You're taught that fucking shit.
You are.
Absolutely. So, and to my pleasure, they showed his mom's reaction.
And what was it?
Oh, I've been a first grade teacher for many years, and I've taught kids, and I'm so shocked. I guess I'm not doing a good job. Bitch, please.
Well, so everybody should say, yeah, I guess you're not.
You're not. That's how everything was. I think the motherfucker was being sarcastic.
Right.
Yeah, you can really tell she was upset.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was being sarcastic.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell she was upset.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, and then who's the smartest? Hey, microsecond to the white kid. Why is he the smartest? Because he's the whitest.
He said it
just like Superman, motherfucker. And I'm like, yeah, you were taught that.
Yeah, and those,
so,
you don't learn that from this.
So, okay, so we got solutions to this shit, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Okay.
I got to play my
more music, song. Great. Okay.
More music, because I love music. Music's the only thing that gets you through when you really fucked up, I think. Music and Jesus.
I like TV, too. That helps me.
Anyway, we're going to play At First Light. That is our spring song, our new shit for the spring. I love y'all. This is the diary, and you know what? I got kids, and I don't want them to have to experience what my parents did, what I'm going through. So it's a fight, but it's a fight I got to just hit at.
Ooh,
let's go. At First Light. We'll be back.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right, that first light. Yeah. So this is the diary coming out fat every Sunday, 3 to 4. So, all right, so we got hope for this shit. So
yeah.
We're going to talk about this next week, too. But long story short is what they say is that white kids and black kids face the same types of challenges or don't face the same kind of challenges when it comes to socialization.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah.
that black families are forced to teach their kids about these types of things even as early as 6 months. So, and white families do not. And
right.
That's why, you know, that's why it's so easy for them to associate anything negative to the total opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what they say, what is needed is that families begin to understand that all of these colors are good, all of these races are good,
uh-huh.
and that families, children have to have conversations
exactly.
about these types of
yeah.
things, and they can't, you know, even if they go to racially diverse schools, they can't make it a practice to just band together where even though you go to Natomas High, all
mm-hmm.
the Mexicans hang together,
yeah.
all the white
yeah.
kids who hang together, all the black kids, and that you have to make sure within your household that not only you tell them that you enforce it, that you have friends yourself
uh-huh.
of different races and nationalities
yeah.
that you get to know them
yeah.
and that you make sure your kids, even at sleepovers,
absolutely.
Include kids of
absolutely.
Other nationalities. And they said that is the only way that this is going to subside over the generations. And that they said that it's because of the time available for these social conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It says the more time you spend in your family having these social conversations,
mm-hmm.
the better off your children will be. Like in my case, my sons hate hearing, you know, they want you either dead or in jail. They hate hearing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all that I've told them. So that they know that they have to do better, they have to be better, they have to be smarter because from our perspective, you know, I mean,
yeah.
from our experience, because we have those social conversations. This is what America is for you, black son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I say everybody should raise a black son. Then they would understand as black people that it is very important that we try to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, I don't want my son dead or in jail. And all they have to do is do something stupid, and unfortunately, they all are very stupid.
Unfortunately, I like most of that, but I don't agree that you need to raise the black son. I think what even needs to happen more, because it's more realistic, is that you need to be able to get to the place where you can have an understanding of somebody else's struggles and life to the point where you wouldn't want
okay.
to impact
well, that's
that in
true,
a negative
but that,
way.
But we know that. Because
but
that's not happening.
Realistic.
See, well,
stop everybody's not going to have a black son.
But
that's all I'm saying.
But you got a black father. You got a black brother. There's a black male in your family. So, you know, and I hear from women that don't have black sons that may, and I'm not talking about you.
Right.
That may have daughters. You know, they look at it at the perspective, well, all my brother got was baby by my mama. So they don't have no love for
right.
black
I
men.
See what
you see what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
But then again, they're absolutely right. And just to close this up so we can
yeah.
add some other shit, just to close that up, it is the responsibility and it is the fucking duty of the mother. If you have a black son, don't baby that little motherfucker.
Yeah, I
don't
agree.
Allow him
right
to disrespect
on.
You.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how old that little nigga is. If he disrespects you, have him put away or put out.
Mm, okay.
And this is just that simple. And if we do that over the generations, and don't give that little motherfucker
right.
excuses as to why he doesn't have to pay the mother of some bitch you done knocked up some child support.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
If you tell your son from the day he knows he has a dick, that if he puts it in somebody and he gets somebody pregnant, married or not, you're going to take care of that little motherfucker, and I'm going to make sure until the day I die that you do. If mothers do that shit, we won't have this problem.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And that's
what I
do.
So, Christopher, 16 or not, you disrespect my
there
ass, 16
go.
Or not, Christopher, you the fuck thrown out.
Okay.
You're thrown out.
Okay.
You're not going to disrespect me, the only person on this earth that ever gave a fuck about you. You're not going to do it. And more mothers need to do that to Pookie.
I think you should have a dialogue with other mothers of a son.
They don't want to listen because they're too busy
really?
Hoeing around.
Really?
Yes.
And
my son got to the point where, I'm going to tell you what to do, Mom. Yeah. And I got to the point where.
Where did that come from in your household?
You know, because I love my son.
Uh-huh.
you know, and I'm not always a bitch.
Right. So they took that as
and,
a little.
And like my daughter,
yeah.
I figure if I tell you some shit, you'll figure it the fuck out.
Right.
But my sons, no, I tell you, you say, well, whatever, your mom, you're going to do this for me anyway.
Right.
It's totally different. So with boys and a mother, you got to put your fucking foot down and put your foot in their neck, and I don't give a fuck. And whatever it turns you out to be, that's what the fuck you are, because unfortunately, you had to raise that little motherfucker by yourself, and that's the prize for it. Raising a son that, no, my son was, in, before he went to live with his dad at almost 20 years old, he was getting praises from these dumb little motherfuckers out here in the street in Sacramento, because he was almost 20 years old, and he did not have a felony.
See, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
But let's get rid of the show, end it with the music,
and
then,
end it with
and
the
then
music.
Talk again after the music
we
is over.
We're going to do that after show.
Yeah.
But this is what about. We need to make sure we do our best for our kids and for our families. Yeah, mamas, if you got them goddamn boys, make sure you do what's right by their ass. Yeah, they cute and they sweet and all that shit. But if they have a baby by somebody, married or not, make them little motherfuckers stand up to the plate, and then we can change all this shit. This is a diary. I knew I would cut somebody out. Not you. See, not you. It's all good. This is a diary. You know I love you. I love you, black people. I love you, American people. Let's get this shit together, and we will be back at 3 o'clock. About the sons, you know?
Wow.
You know, I love my boys, but, you know, fuck all the dumb shit. And you know why I say that? Because even this Mother's Day, my own little motherfuckers didn't send me a Mother's Day card, didn't call me because they got a hair up their ass because mom made them do what's right. But you know what? I got a fucking Mother's Day card from a fucking inmate in Folsom Prison.
Ew.
Along, no, but I've been talking to him, giving him hope, not sexual, not nothing like that. He got my number somehow, and, you know, I said, I will talk to you. He's getting out like 8 years. This man is 30-something years old. He's been in prison since he's been 11.
Oh, that's scary, though.
You, but it's real, and that's the majority of black men.
Well, no.
You know, but my whole point is, he sent, and as I've been, and he's been writing, I got letters. I ain't even opened from this dude. Mm-hmm. And he's giving me praises as keep going out there. He knows I've been laid up. He's like, keep going because these boys need this shit.
Uh-huh.
If I would have had you when I was 11, 12, 13,
uh-huh.
sister,
oh,
I wouldn't be where I'm at today. This motherfucker sent me a Mother's Day card.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's touching to me.
Right.
You know, and he knows ain't nothing going down. But he also knows that I'm making my life's work to help niggas like him. Because, I mean, he's 30-some years old. He's been in prison since he was 11. What is he supposed to come out and do? Okay, yeah, he fucked
what
up.
What does he know, even?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what is he? What are we going to get from other
things? All the things that have changed.
He doesn't know anything. And
wow.
He's just holding on. He would just call me. He'd have his cousin call me. He'd call me at Christmas telling me, you know, and just hoping I would not just say fuck him. And then when my number changed, right, he hasn't been able to reach me, but he still wrote me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you know, and that's what I do is all about, because these little motherfuckers need help. Yeah, he's like that now, but it could be my son. It could be your brother. You know, only
mm-hmm.
the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the
yeah,
kid is all
yeah,
about.
I do.
That's why I get so pissed off at other black people that have positions of power and they don't really do anything to help, because this is shit that affects all of us.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I mean, it really does.
It does.
It affects your daughter. She doesn't have anybody black to choose from. You know, even
what
if she wanted, even if she wanted to have a black man for a husband,
yeah.
Where would she choose? You know, the ones that are worth anything, they're too busy choosing white bitches,
uh-huh.
as if they're dicks of golden. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What does my daughter have? Look what she did. Look what she chose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have to do something to change that shit.
Definitely do.
You know what I mean? Now it's time to drink. That's why. That's why I'm like, I ain't got to even have a DUI. Anybody can have one. No.
Stay here in our beautiful place.
All right.
And drink and
pass out and walk home and fall in the parking lot.
That's right.